You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Eric Koch episode. Little background information on Eric. I met him through playing Destiny 1 and 2 through Xbox Live. We became good friends just playing video games together, and we actually started another podcast just about Destiny and game playing. But my favorite part of this episode is when he actually puts me in several UFC submission MMA type locks on camera. It was very fun to film it, and he's a very good friend of mine just through video gaming. So I hope you enjoy. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Move, Kirby. Kirby. Special guest tonight, UFC fighter, MMA fighter, our fire team buddy, Eric the Phoenix Koch.
Gunslinger.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. How you doing? I'm so excited that you're here. It's our first time meeting.
This is our first time meeting.
What'd you walk up to?
Huh?
What'd you walk up to in the driveway? What were we doing? We're waiting for
Coca-Cola.
Team Coca-Cola.
And there was General Craig. General Craig was there waiting for him.
I'd never seen him so excited for anything in my life.
Dude, I'm telling you,
Craig has been waiting for you.
I almost got hit by traffic. I didn't even wait for traffic. Yeah. I wanted to run through the streets. This is my first time meeting these guys, yeah. But it doesn't feel like my first time because as you guys know.
How many hours have we spent? I mean, I've spent more time with you than I have my own family. I swear to God.
I'm not even joking.
Hours with you.
I mean,
hours.
How do we meet?
Let them know how we met, first of all.
We met the crazy story behind this whole fire team. It still blows my mind.
Take my gum out here.
Don't put it in. Come on.
Don't do this at home. Dirty habit. But I am an Iowa boy.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I love it too. Delicious.
My girlfriend's sitting over here.
Let me get you something to spin in real quick. Okay.
But keep talking.
Talk while I got the chew in my mouth. So the funny story how we met is I was actually just
there's some coat.
You can spin there.
I was looking for a fire team to do a raid with. Mm-hmm. If you Destiny, if people don't know Destiny, we're huge Destiny nerds, but on their app they have a way to team up with random people to finish raids, which mm-hmm. raids like the end of game content really hard.
Really?
And
you need six people.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things. I joined up with a random raid team and I was playing with these guys, and you know, we played for about 2 to 3 hours, and you know, I was talking to them, we started shooting the shit, you know. Yeah. We were talking about who did what. And it was Griffin. It was Griffin that
Griffin found you first, right?
Griffin found this is the weird thing.
Yeah.
Griffin, you know, he didn't obviously want to tell random people who he was.
Right.
He doesn't want people getting weird.
But you knew did you know who he was?
No, no.
Oh, okay, I thought you knew. Oh, okay.
But this is where it gets crazy. Okay. So before all this happened, before we were, you know, together doing this raid, we didn't know we were playing with each other. Mm-hmm. Griffin was actually following me on Twitter, and I was following him on Twitter.
Really?
Because I saw him tweet, because I'm a fan of Workaholics. I love Workaholics.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I loved
it. Oh, you watched that show?
Oh, dude, I love Workaholics.
I haven't watched one episode,
by I can't toot Griffin's I can't toot Griffin's horn too hard, because you can't give him a big head, right?
He roasted me bad a couple weeks ago. Keep going, Eric.
But no, we followed each other on Twitter because I saw him tweet Bungie. And what? He was talking about Destiny.
Was he?
And I was like, Montez plays Destiny.
Yeah.
So like I even sent him I hit him up on Twitter. I'm like, dude, I'm a huge fan. If you ever want to play Destiny, let me know. And he never responded to me, but he followed me, right?
Right.
So he started following me, and I obviously followed him because I was a fan of Workaholics. So we met through this app without knowing.
Wow.
It was us. There's millions of people that play this fucking game.
Amazing.
You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like we're in this team, the fire team.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're in this fire team, and then he's WFE. Like, "Yeah, he's like, what do you do? What do you do?" Because he's like, "Oh, I do comedy," and I'm like, "Oh, cool." You know, he's like, "What do you do?" I'm like, "Well, you know, I fight professionally." He's like, "Oh yeah, what do you MMA? You know, I fight in the UFC." He's like, "No shit, what's your name?" So I tell him my name, and then he's like silent for like 5 seconds. He's like, "Oh shit, dude, I follow you on Twitter."
Wow.
And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Follow me on Twitter, like a comedian. Follow me on Twitter.
Right, right, right.
Who is this? And so he's like Eric Griffin, and I didn't know him as Eric Griffin. Like I kind of knew.
Montez,
but
there's
Montez from Workaholics. Yeah, I'm like, why does that sound familiar? He's like, Montez from Workaholics, and I was just like, no shit, dude.
I'm gonna give you a quick quiz. Let me give you a quick quiz on Eric. I'm gonna three weapons that come to mind. Three weapons that come to mind when you think of Eric.
Okay.
Wait, got three. Hold up. How are we going to do this game? Because I have... Wait, just do one. I'll give you mine.
Okay. And then I go.
Yeah.
We'll go back and
actually,
forth.
I'm going to write mine down. Because this is fun.
I know.
Because I think we might fucking write the same thing down.
I know we're thinking the same one as the number one.
Okay, I'm going to write the number one.
Okay.
Going to write the number one.
I know
one.
We're thinking the same
I'm
thing.
I'm going to write the number one.
Because we give him shit for it all the time. Because it's a garbage gun.
So
I'm just going to come out and say it's a garbage gun.
You're not looking, right?
I'm not looking.
Okay, I'm going to hand it to... Should I hand it to George?
Yeah, hand it to him. Okay. Hand it to him. Let's see if we...
Okay, then...
On three?
Okay, yeah. Ready? Wait. 3, 2, 1.
Pantera. It was different.
Whoa.
Oh.
Suzanne, who's good, but yeah. The Pantera. Oh, you got to remember the Pantera.
Damn it. All right. Really? I forgot about remember the Pantera. No. When we played, he would be like, oh, man, the Suzanne, oh, man.
But you know what? It's
Fusion. But has he ever got a kill? With the goddamn Fusion rifle?
If he does, he dies. For each kill he gets, he dies six times.
Dude, I haven't seen him got a kill with the Susanna.
But I'll tell you this. Griffin... He's not the greatest at PvP, but he tries to use the hardest guns in PvP. Like fusion rifles
Talisto.
Are super hard. Yeah.
Why are you using Talisto?
They're super hard to use.
Okay, let's go to Destiny, but tell him what the fucking the best weapon, primary weapons to use in Destiny.
Okay, so there's a different look on this because my play style, I don't like using the same weapons everybody uses.
Yeah.
I don't like to. Everybody uses the palindrome. That's the meta. For the people that aren't nerds and don't know what that means, the meta is like the gun everybody uses, the most competitive gun.
Yeah.
So the meta is the palindrome, right?
Yeah, let's break down the classes though. For your primary, there's a scout rifle, pulse rifle, hand cannon.
Yes.
Am I missing one?
All right.
Pulse, auto rifle.
Pulse, scout, auto rifle, hand cannon. Yeah. I think those are it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and then I fucking was so late
in the game, because I started with scouts and, you know, I just started playing with your hand cannon shit, what, like a couple months ago?
Yeah. I started with scouts, but then like hand can, just the, I wanted to use hand cannons because a lot of first person shooters don't have a weapon like that, right?
Yeah.
So I got good with it. And
they are powerful. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck. So how do you do it, brother?
How do I do it?
Like, I mean, how is it? Do you think fighting helps your video gaming?
Totally. Totally, but I think the biggest thing is just my competitive nature. Because you notice,
let's talk. Because you've gotten into some shit talking battle. Okay. Yeah.
Any of you know me on Xbox Live, I've been banned off Xbox Live probably four times.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm.
And they do this move if they kill you. It's called teabagging, where they dip their nuts. So let's say I'm the character and I just killed you.
We'll demonstrate.
They'll go like this.
This. Teabagging.
So, and then your face is there, so they're dipping their nuts in your mouth. That's really disrespectful, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
Okay?
In first person shooters, it started in Halo.
Oh, it did?
That's where it started.
Oh, shit.
And that was the, I mean, that's what started it all. Now it's in call. You know, all first person shooters have it.
I hate it.
But
I've never teabagged it. I don't. What's the point?
I do.
Oh, you do.
Actually, funny.
George.
Funny.
I know, but I just play the game, man. Funny. You know what I mean, I play the game.
Funny story though, because whenever we're playing and we'll be on a roll. Okay.
What do you mean? What do we mean? Trials?
When
what
are we're playing on trials.
Okay.
We'll be on a roll, and I'll start teabagging. And it freaks Stevie out because
I'm like,
it puts pressure on him. He thinks that the other team is going to play better.
Step it up.
Yeah. And it really, it's not the other team stepping it up. I think Stevie just, you know, I think he just freaks out.
Well, and then you say stuff like, I just wiped out your whole team, motherfucker. You say stuff like that, right?
I do.
I wiped your whole team. And then you go, and then this is what they do, like, because their egos get involved. And then you go, 1v1, ?
Yeah.
And what do they usually say?
They
come up with excuses.
They come up with, well, they'll say they'll do it, but they in reality, they're not going to.
When so
it
basically, 1v1, you can customize a game where it's like just one person versus one other person.
Yeah. And that never works out. They never do it. But no, I mean, just that competitive nature.
Dude, like, when talking about trials, my mind just starts, man,
We still got to get you to the lighthouse. There's still time.
Well, what's the bit okay? Time. When you and Craig play, what's our best record?
Was it seven?
It was seven.
Seven.
And no one believes
and nine,
me.
Nine and
you
0.
Did it. You did it, brother.
9-0 is the. Oof. You got to go 9 wins with no losses. We got to 7.
It's
and
the that's most good. Competitive game.
It is. Played. It's honestly, I think that's what's kept Destiny going.
What, trials?
Trials. Because all the diehard fans, the PvE content is kind of dead. And there's not much to do. So trials is the competitive play. That's what everybody wants to do.
Wait, just answer me this. Between me, Griffin, and Craig, how do you rate all of us? Like, you could just say it right
now. I will say, I think you're the best out of you three. I do. And that's not because I'm doing this podcast 100%.
I've gotten better, haven't I?
A little bit. You have.
Because I'm
better.
Fucking with the trip mines and shit.
And, you know, it's hard to rate between Craig and Griffin.
Okay, so what makes, why haven't they, like,
okay, so
what's
Craig,
going on with there?
Craig can be good, but Craig does this thing.
Should I call his ass over?
Call him over, because I'll tell him in front of his face. Maybe it'll get through.
I asked him before you walked up, and he goes,
we've gotten into this discussion, and
I've gotten frustrated
at him, because Craig does the one thing Griffin will call him out on is General Craig. Like, Craig tries to, because he tries to make the plays, but tries to make the plays because he's dying, so he thinks we need to do what he's doing so we can back him up.
Oh, he said something to me that got under my skin. He said, the only way you get kills is when you get my scraps.
Oh,
or, you know, like he was saying that, like, I was following behind him.
Yep.
And then he would die. But I know what that means. That means he tried the shoulder charge.
Yep.
And he missed.
He missed.
Right? I mean, let's just talk this out.
100%. I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you.
Craig does his football move, where all he does is just run with his Titan, with the he uses the same shader. He's walking, and he'll try to do this, shoulder hit.
And I've seen him because we've played in private matches against each other.
Yeah,
we'll do like these those three guys versus me, all three versus
me. And you beat us all. That was embarrassing.
But
that was embarrassing.
He tries the shoulder charge, but what I notice when he does it, because I watch him do it, and it drives me nuts.
I know.
He will run. There will be an opponent
like 100 meters away
across the map, and he will run to try and get super close and shoulder charge him. And I'm like, why don't you just shoot him? You got a gun. Shoot him, you know? And he'll run, and then he'll die, and he'll be like, oh, I'm getting double teamed. Because you're running out in the middle of a field. You know what I'm saying? So, General Craig, that's what he does. But when he does shoot his gun,
he's good with his Monte Carlo once in a while.
He can do good.
Yeah.
And, you know, Griffin, like I said, it's hard to say who's better out of them two because Griffin uses the hardest weapons in the game to use. And he likes to use them, so I respect
it. Which ones are those?
Fusion rifles.
I mean, that's
because
so
you got to time.
So
you got to time it perfectly. So, like.
Yeah, but he doesn't use, like, what's the best one?
Fusion?
Okay, let's do
Saladin's
another
one. Sigil.
Saladin's Vigil.
Saladin's Vigil,
you could get it's at the Plague Lands, right? It's the one you could get in the fucking
Iron Banner.
Yeah.
But it's made for PvP. It's the only fusion rifle really made for PvP.
Yeah.
But he likes all the.
And the thing with this weapon, you have to like load up like
It charges. You got to charge
the
weapon.
It's a timing thing.
And you got to hit them with all the bursts.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, there's a lot to it. And I've seen people that are really good with it, but he doesn't use the Saladin Vigil. He doesn't use it.
Why not?
I don't know. I've told him. You've heard it, haven't you?
Yeah, he'll be like the vendor roll.
He'll be using a Panoray or something like, hey, Griffin, you should try the Vigil, man. That's the best one. And a subtle hint.
Out of Griffin and Craig, who's better at their primary gameplay?
Craig.
Really?
I think so.
Ooh.
I think so.
So, Eric, if you listen.
Griffin's going to see
this.
Oh,
you know what I would love? 1v1.
I was just going to say that.
How come we never thought of that? 1v1, like, just to see.
You know what we should do? What we should do?
Before Destiny 2 drops.
Let's do a 1v1.
1v1.
For rankings.
But not with you because you're the best. We don't want to play you. We don't want to play you.
Because we want to see it, right?
Yeah, we want to see.
We should enter the game. The Three Stooges, us. Yeah, we should enter the game and not shoot. They don't shoot us. They just go at it. Like, let them go in the middle.
Yeah.
Go at it. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be funny as hell.
So, should we Twitch that?
Yes, and we should record it.
Yes. So that would be a great Twitch video for our very first one.
Yes.
Craig versus Eric, and then I take the winner or either one.
Yes.
Do you think people would like to see that?
That'd be awesome.
The Eric Griffin episode, someone contacted him. Have you heard of Grenader Jake? He's a pretty well-known streamer.
He offered
to bring Griffin to the...
To the lighthouse. Did he do it?
No.
No? Did they try? Or
I don't think so. Yeah. So, are you excited for Destiny 2, man?
I'm so...
Is it a week away, or what's the deal? What are we looking at? Let's see your new ink, man.
So...
Let's get a little fucking tattoo tour, man.
I'm such a nerd, I actually
got
two.
How long did all this shit take? Get in there, George.
This took so long. And, I mean, obviously, I got so much to go...
Damn, that is fucking nuts. That's a lot of work, man.
But yeah, I mean, I got this one done, and this one was kind of...
Can we see that one? That?
Yeah.
This one? It's kind of... They call it kind of like bio-organic. So this is more like living, like alien type, like kind of going up my arm.
What hurt the most? That shit? Your hand?
The hand? I thought the hand was going to be bad. It's not. It's really not that bad. Yeah, honestly, really? you know what's bad? The inside of the forearm. The inside of forearm, because I had two cover-ups.
Ooh.
If you can see, that was a quote.
Oh, that was a cover-up?
Yep,
I can't even tell.
Yeah, it was a cover-up.
Are you sure?
See, look.
Where?
You can see kind of the letters.
Not really at all.
Okay.
Well, it blends in well.
It was a quote. It was a four-line quote.
Yeah. What did it say?
Have you ever seen, what's the movie? The Gray.
No.
The Gray with, who is it? Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson.
No,
it was,
no.
It was the quote.
I like him as actor, though.
It was
he's
the
good.
Quote. How did it go? Once more into the fray, into the last good fight I'll ever know, live and die on this day, live and die on this day.
Wow.
So what I took, I loved it. Yeah. It was a good film because, like, he recites
where
this.
Where could they watch that? On Netflix?
It's not. I don't think it's on Netflix.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can find it. I think it was made, like, 3-4 years ago.
Right.
But me and my teammate that's actually fighting in Bellator next weekend, Mike Biggie Rhodes, we both got
that tattoo.
What
weight class?
185. Is what he's fighting at.
Yeah.
But he fought in the UFC like three times, and he fought at 70. He moved up to 85, but he's a beast.
I want to talk about your last bout, man, because I watched it. I was at a barbecue restaurant. We all watched it.
Yeah. Were you all together?
No, we were all separate, but we were like anticipating it. And I know in my heart, dude, he's not better than you, dude.
Yeah.
Well. It's just the thing, it reminded me of me at the state tournament, because I related to you because it was like, I was kind of like, at the state tournament, I was like, just kind of waiting it out. And then before you know, the guy was already shooting a double, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how I felt when I was watching. Because you defended his takedowns well a few times.
Yeah.
But he got that one lucky, scrappy double.
Yep.
And he kept fucking, it was like, he was like a bulldog. He just kept on, it was kind of like a luck double.
Well, so
what was going on in your head, man?
What I take from this fight, because anybody, you know, I have fans that watch that kind of like, you know, oh, that's not Eric, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's one of those things, man. Fighting, it changes. It could be like, everybody is so good at this level that we could, you know, we could fight every day and the results may be different. They're going to be different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
It's such a chaotic sport, and there's so many ways to win. There's so many ways to lose. Boxing.
Because he didn't hurt you, dude.
No.
Your face was like fine.
Yeah. It was one of those things.
He didn't really get a punch. He was doing those little clubby.
Yeah. And
those club things. But to make it look good, like to the refs, he was like, boom,
If I can take you into the fight. Because like, I don't. A lot of times when I fight, there's adrenaline going, and you remember.
You seem calm though, dude.
I was calm. Yeah. I mean, there's certain things that you remember in a fight, but a lot of times when you're fighting and you guys are going at it, you don't remember a lot of it because you're so into it, right?
Right. Because your warm-up was good. You're good the backstage were good.
Yeah, I felt
your
good.
Your walkout looked good.
And, yeah. Everything was good, but it was one of those things that. We expected him, if anybody knows Clay Guida, he's a very high energy guy. We expected him to come forward and try to press me against the cage right away. So my whole game plan.
Wait, is that where you guys planned that out? Like you guys anticipated
to,
that?
To a degree. Like okay. you have a game plan to a sense. But like if they switch up, you got to kind of adjust to it. If your game plan doesn't work, you got to adjust to it.
Right.
And that's what I had the game plan so sunk in my head that it was. By the time I was, you know, trying to switch gears, it was already too late. If that makes any sense. It was one of the things, you know, I watched the first round and it was, you know, I was doing good things.
Yeah, because you're trying the high kick. I know you're kind of timing that left high kick you do.
Yeah. And what threw me off about it is he wasn't playing the game he usually does, which is very high energy forward.
Because I've seen his other fights,
When he fought my teammate Anthony Pettis, that's what he did.
Wait, go ahead.
Came forward.
And he moves around a lot.
Yeah. So that's what I was expecting, especially because he's coming up to 55. I expect him to have more energy. Right. He was going to do that.
He was at 45?
He was at 45.
I didn't know that.
He didn't fight the way he used to at 55. So I was expecting 55, he was going to do the same game. He adjusted really well because he's very patient. He waited. He waited for the right time to shoot a single leg, and he wasn't going to take me down.
Like a double. Was it a high crotch or double?
I'm a southpaw, so he attacked that front leg.
Oh, right.
But he did it. Yeah. He did it just to get me against the fence. And then once he got me against the fence, he's a grinder, you know?
Right.
It was one of those things. He didn't feel overbearingly strong.
No,
he did just enough to get me down. But the one that where I give him the credit is he
had side mount on you. Did he have full mount or side mount?
He had side mount first. He got mount. But he used the cage so well.
I know he fucking had you fucking
because I'm good.
Pressed against the cage.
I'm good off my back.
I know because you do jujitsu. I'm like, dude, he should be.
But his hips were really. He was controlling my hips very well, and. Listening to his corner, even his corner saying,
you could hear that during the fight
because he would take me down in his corner. I honestly didn't hear.
Is that for a reason? That was
He's a veteran.
Did it on purpose?
He's a veteran. I mean, he was very good.
Fuck, I didn't even think about that that aspect of it.
But he would get me down, and even when he had full mouth.
So what was his corner saying?
His corner was saying,
because you're taken down, and
when,
you're like,
when he
you're
had,
calm, by the way.
Yeah,
I know you're like trying to
when he had
sweep
mouth,
him and stuff.
His corner was saying, posture up, do damage. In jiu-jitsu, a lot of times, like to advance my position on bottom or get half guard or guard back, you wait for the guy to posture because their weight's not bearing down on
right,
me, right?
Right?
That's where I can look to reverse or I can look to get my guard back. And he never did that. He grapevined my legs.
Yeah.
Made sure he controlled
that's
my legs.
That's a wrestling move too, right?
It is.
It's a
it
kind
is.
Of like, yeah.
And that's why he didn't do much damage.
No, he didn't.
But he controlled me. I couldn't get up. And he did enough little strikes,
you know,
to make it look like he was doing something.
When I was watching it, my opinion was like, dude, put him back up on their feet. He's not doing anything. He's stalling. No, he was fucking laying and praying a little bit.
You know,
man.
I can see that to
he was laying and praying.
I can see that to an extent, but in my eyes, it's kind of my fault. I shouldn't have let it get there. And on top, I know what he's going to do because he's done that to a lot of people. He's not a risk taker where he postures up and he's going to rain big blows. He just wants to control you. He's a grinder.
Yeah.
He just wants to grind you out. So that was more my fault. And the ref shouldn't stand it up because if someone has full mount.
But in pride, they would have, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But it's one of those things, you know. Even, you know, I have fans that are like, oh, he just laid and prayed, you know.
Because first
I could
round
say
was
that.
Even, dude.
Yeah.
In my book, I watched. Yeah. I'm like, okay, they're just feeling each other out.
Well, and something that I took away from first round is, you know, I'm good everywhere. I
what
circled,
did your corner say to you after the first round? What was
just getting active with the lead hand because we worked a lot of jab and using my length and my reach because
yeah.
I'm longer.
Yeah.
The only thing is, he wasn't playing that game where he was coming forward.
No.
He was being
he was bobbing
very
and weaving. He was
and he was out here. He was out here. He was waiting. He's waiting for the opportunity to make a scramble, get me against the cage. And in a sense, we kind of expected him to get me against the cage, but I thought he was going to be a lot more aggressive from the get-go.
Right.
I didn't think he was going to wait for me to do something and then react based off what I
did. He didn't throw a lot of punches, did he?
No, or I think he threw one. He threw one overhand that didn't hit me.
I was
going to
say the whole time, because you were kind of like, you're kind of gauging him, working out that high kick that you're, you know, that you, that's your one of your signatures and stuff. And then that first round, even. And then the way I saw the fight was he got like just two takedowns.
Yeah,
and then he just laid on you the whole fucking time.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, going back, I would have been a little. I hate losing a fight like that. I should have scrambled. Even if I gave a bad position, I'd rather lose trying to get up and do something than being too complacent.
I
was
think
being
you could have taken him down, dude.
I was just going to say, the first round when I circled him off the cage.
Because I told Craig that. I go, dude, Eric should have just fucking taken him down. And you could have fucking just been on him and worked your jiu-jitsu.
You know, the game plan was, I obviously want to strike. Everybody that knows me, I like to strike.
Oh.
But I going back and watching it, like, and feeling him in the fight, he wasn't that strong. And when I got him against the cage, I kind of second guess like going for the takedown.
I knew it,
and I should have.
It's
I
like
should've.
Destiny. You wanna do the gunslinger, right? That's your shit.
That's my shit.
But the thing is, you should have done for this match the shadow shot. Like, you know what I mean? You could have done it. You know what I mean?
Something different.
It's something different.
I'm a well-rounded fighter.
Yeah, I know that. That's why it really got to me because I'm like, dude, I know Eric, that's like, I know he's not,
it's,
Clay's not better than him.
You know what sucks? But the older I get, especially in this game, I've been fighting since I was 16 years old.
So you've been in the WC.
I was in the WC. I fought in the WC when I was 20 years old.
Give him those stats. Yeah,
20 years old. And you know, I'm 28 now. So, you know, a lot of people say I'm
still
young.
I still
got a lot of time, but people don't understand. I've been training since I was 13 years old.
Really?
You know, I've been doing it a long time. So,
well, grappling too?
All of it. MMA. My backstory actually goes, like, I did taekwondo from 4 to 12. And then I started training with my brother in his basement, and he was a big UFC fan.
Shout
and
this out to Keone.
Keone, yeah, my brother.
To, yep.
And he was in my corner.
Yeah.
I started training with him, and you know, I started watching UFC, and this is before it was big. This is before the Ultimate Fighter, like
the
Forrest Griffin, before the Forrest Griffin, Stephen Bonner, when UFC like skyrocketed.
That was a great match, by
right,
the way.
Right,
that was
two or three. It's a very important fight because that's what catapulted UFC.
Uh-huh.
But before then, people really didn't know about it. So like, I've been training since the sport still was underground. You know, it still really wasn't. It really wasn't a big thing. Like,
shout
it
out
is
to
now.
Don Fry. I'm a big Don Fry fan.
Don Fry's a beast. Keep going. But yeah, I mean, I've been training for a long time. So this stage in my career, what I take from it is, you know, I still got my prime to go.
Yeah.
Everything I take things. I take this last fight as a learning experience.
For me,
I've had those losses when I was young, and it breaks your heart every time you lose. Tito Ortiz used to say it: when you lose a fight, it's like a loved one dying. You know, everybody around me knows how much I put into this.
Yeah, dude, I know. We didn't even see you on Destiny for months. You're usually on. I know when you're on.
Yeah, right.
So every time I'd be on at night, and then I'd be looking for my teammates. You weren't even on, dude.
Or if I was on, I'd play one game and I'd be like, guys, I gotta go to bed.
I'm too tired. And then me and Craig would stay on.
Between training, I was doing 3-4 a days, and I was, cutting weight.
So break down what it takes to do this as a professional. Like, break down just a normal day for you, like training for a fight.
So even if for this camp, I would get up. Strength and conditioning is
what time?
Tuesday, Thursday. It is 8 to 9:30.
You get up at 7?
So about 7:30. Yeah. So I get up, do that, and then take a little break, and then, not every day, but every other day, do gi from noon to 1, and then I get a half hour break. 1:30 to 3 is pro practice. Mm-hmm. So then I hit that practice right after that, go home, then I would come back, do advanced kickboxing class, 6 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7 to 8 was pads. So I'm doing, me being from Iowa, the grinding, I do my own, home workouts, kettlebell workouts, stuff like that. So like I grind, I put a lot into it. So when you lose, it is, it's like a loved
one
dying.
What is it about Iowa? I didn't mean to cut you off, but I follow wrestling still. Mm-hmm. Iowa's always fucking up there. Like,
Iowa,
is it a wrestling? Is it a wrestling state?
It's the wrestling.
Like Thomas Gilman and the Brand Brothers.
Yes,
Corey Clark and all that. Because I still watch.
Iowa's known for its wrestling. I didn't even wrestle because I started.
You didn't wrestle in high school?
No,
I thought you did.
I went out one year. I was varsity 145
wrestling.
But I was training after our wrestling practice too. So our first meet against Marion, which Wash and Marion kind of had a little rivalry, and Wash was my school.
Same district?
Yeah. And it was a rivalry.
Yeah.
And my coach wrestled at Iowa. So like
the Hawk.
So he was, our practices were like college practices.
Because
he was a young coach, it was grind. So they were like 3-hour practices. So like I would do that, then I'd go to my brother's and train. And before this meet, I ended up messing my ankle up really bad. I couldn't even put weight on it. So like I couldn't wrestle. And I'll never forget, my coach brought me in that Monday for practice, and he's like, "You got to choose between wrestling or fighting."
What were your MMA coach?
No, my wrestling coach.
Oh, your wrestling coach.
Because I hurt my ankle
training. Oh, yeah.
MMA.
How far
wrestling.
In the season were you?
Like the beginning.
This is the beginning of the season.
So he brought me into the office, and he's like, you got to choose one. You can't do both. And I told him, I'm like, well, no disrespect, but I'm wrestling just because I want to use it for fighting. I want to fight more than anything. My heart's not in wrestling. It's in fighting.
Right.
And, he gave me the whole, Chuck Liddell, Randy Couture. They were all really good collegiate wrestlers. Uh-huh. And I remember telling them, I'm like, that's not how it's going to be in the future. You're going to have kids training MMA. They're not going to be doing wrestling.
Oh, you told them that long ago.
And he said, well, you got to pick one. I said, well, I'm sorry. I'd rather train to fight. So
Let me ask you something. How important is wrestling in MMA?
Wrestling is really important. Obviously my last fight. I mean, I'm a better wrestler.
Is it like 50%, 40% MMA?
I think it's changing because you see guys like GSP who aren't great collegiate wrestlers.
He's good at wrestling,
but he's good at wrestling for MMA. There's a difference.
Wait, there is?
There is.
Wait, big explain difference. The differences though.
So what, I'll explain okay. the difference.
Yeah.
In MMA, the biggest thing, the difference between that and wrestling is you can punch, you can hit. The distance is a different game.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Gauging your takedown.
Let's think about it. Who's on paper, who's a better wrestler, John Jones or Daniel Cormier?
Daniel Cormier, hands down, he was hands on down. The he won us like on the Olympic team. And
hands down, but hands who got taken down in that fight?
Daniel Cormier.
It's a completely.
John Jones took him down a bunch with the double.
Yes, and his strike. He's long, and he knows his range and his striking. You're he knows right, how to set dude. It up. If you look at GSP, towards the end of his career when he beat everybody, he would frustrate people with a jab, make them overcommit with a big overhand, and then he'd shoot a double and take them down. It's a completely different game. Because in wrestling, you don't worry about strikes or punches, right?
No, you just start
in the middle and you start hand fighting and you look for takedown. You can't do that in MMA.
You can't.
Because someone will clock you. There's knees. So
wow. So how do you fucking adjust to that shit? From
you do it all together.
Let's say Aaron Pico, right? You heard of this kid? He's a phenom, right?
Yeah,
he's
he just fought, didn't he?
Okay, I think so. I think Bellator. But you know, he comes from wrestling, right?
Yeah.
How is he gonna adjust from collegiate wrestling or like freestyle wrestling to MMA wrestling? Because he's so used to
that's the thing.
Is it gonna be hard for him?
A lot of times, really good wrestlers, their wrestling style doesn't translate. It doesn't. If you look, one of my former teammates, and I still work with him.
What's his name?
Ben Askren.
Okay.
He's a
lightweight.
He fights in ONE FC. Okay. He fought in Bellator. He was the Bellator champ, but he's undefeated. But you know, they call him the Funk.
145.
Because 170.
Oh, 170.
But they call him the Funk because
he funk wrestles.
His wrestling is so fluid, and it's just one move to the other.
Explain constantly. To the viewers what funk wrestling is, because that's like a later term. Like when I wrestled, we never used that.
I can't even explain what funk wrestling. Ben Askren, when you wrestle with Ben Askren, it's the most frustrating thing ever. Because
give a couple examples.
It's not even necessarily a strength thing. He's just always in the right position. So when he shoots a takedown, if you stuff the first takedown, he's already on to the next move. You adjust to that move, he's already going for that third move. So he's just a little chain wrestling. He's one chain step ahead of you every single time, and that's how he gets you down. And he's one of the one guys you can look at that, you know, he doesn't have bad striking. He has got good defensive striking.
Yeah.
But he's the one guy that in this game, how far it's evolved, he can still use one discipline and still beat anybody.
Really?
Yes. You've never seen Ben Askren
wrestle? No. I got to look him up,
man.
You got to look him up. My definition of funk is, okay, let's say back in the day, someone would shoot a single or double and you would sprawl, right? There's no funk in that. But the difference is nowadays, kids will like jump through their legs and grab your ankle from their back. And it's some crazy shit.
And it's unorthodox. It's hard to train for. You can't.
So
really
when did that start happening? Because when I wrestled, no one did that, dude. I'm just letting you know. You know,
I just think, you know, everybody gets so good about the fundamentals, they start training other things and their own things, and they're making
this shit up.
And everybody, same thing with jiu-jitsu. You're going to be better at certain things.
So there's funk jiu-jitsu.
I mean, in a sense,
yeah.
But there's so many different styles, and sometimes you're way better at one thing than other things. But if that's your go-to, like me, one of my go-tos is a triangle. Even people that know that I'm going to throw a triangle on, I still triangle them, you know, because I'm really good at it.
That's from your back, right?
From my back.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how it goes, and I just think...
And you like the Darce choke.
I like the Darce choke. I like the head
and
arm
choke. That's when someone shoots in on you, right?
You shoot in, head and arm? You choke when you have an arm in.
Okay.
So you have an arm in. But
do one on me real quick.
All right. So I'll show you a Darce. Okay. All right, so if you shoot for a takedown.
Wait, can I high crotch?
You can do either one. It don't matter. Okay. So if I sprawl. Watch out, buddy.
Okay.
Watch out. So if I sprawl.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drape this
arm. You did this, George?
Yep.
I'm going to drape this arm through.
Okay.
My left arm.
Yeah.
So now, once I break.
Oh, dude. Okay. So yeah. Oh, I feel it.
All right, watch.
Okay,
watch.
I'm right here.
All right, so you're here.
What do I do here?
Now watch. This is where I'm going to finish the choke.
Okay.
This goes through.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna lock kind of like a rear naked choke.
Yeah, yeah.
My bicep.
No, go ahead.
Here?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go down.
Oh, shit!
Just like that.
Oh! Oh my god! You're fucking strong as fuck! I think you pulled some. Hold up. Dude, you are so strong. Lord.
I hope so. Oh my god.
Did you get that?
But that's one of my favorite chokes.
Dude, you weren't doing it light.
That was light.
Oh god. Oh, that was fun though.
To be fair enough, I got a lot of weight on you right now.
It's okay. I'd like to show. This would be fun though. I want, before we end, I need you to do two more moves on me like that.
100%. I'm gonna choke Stevie Weeby out.
Okay, so think of it, and then what's another choke you could do?
I got two more. You want me to show?
Yeah. Can you do? Do you know how to do omoplata?
I know how to do omoplata.
Okay, yeah. So do omoplata. Okay.
All right. I'll do okay. two. I'll do okay. two. A transition.
Okay. Yeah. Can you hold Kirby? Can you get Kirby too? Oh, actually, yeah. I like Kirby.
Let me get real here. Okay. And take okay. the shoes off. All right. So I'll actually start with.
George, you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll actually start with a triangle.
Just hold it.
Because it'll go into an omoplata. Okay. So.
Triangle.
So am I? I'm.
You're in my guard, right?
Yeah.
So, so I got control here.
Okay, I'm right.
So
here.
With a triangle. Yep.
Okay.
With a triangle.
George, you got it?
Yep.
I gotta get one leg over your shoulder. I want the other trapping underneath this.
Yeah.
So I'm shooting here.
Okay.
So now.
So what do I do? Okay, if I'm fighting you, I'm trying to do this.
You're trying to either come out the side or
like, wait this way side
that
control?
Way or posture up because okay. once I lock this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, all I'm going to do...
Okay.
I'm going to squeeze my knees together, pull down on your head.
Oh, Jesus.
That's
oh, fuck. Woo! You're strong, man.
Grab the mic, Steve.
You're strong, man.
So one more.
Yeah, do one more.
Because he wanted to...
Hey, wait. Can you do a sweep?
I can do a sweep.
Okay, but do a sweep.
From that, I want to do the omoplata.
Okay.
All right. So from here, yeah. It's the same thing
so
from
I'm,
the guard.
I'm going like this.
So you don't even have to go there. I can trap an arm here, right?
Okay.
So now
wait. This is trapped.
This is trapped.
Okay, I can't.
So now
I can't move it
because you want the omoplata, right?
Okay, yeah.
So now.
So what I'm doing, like I'm, what I do here, like I'm trying to do this.
I mean, you're either trying to do that or push her up, but now omoplata.
Yeah.
I want to attack this shoulder.
Okay.
You see how I have your shoulder
isolated? Yeah. I feel pressure.
Watch. I'm going to bring this across.
Oh, wow. I feel pressure.
Yep.
I
so
feel
now
the pressure.
I'm going to sit up.
Yeah.
And watch. I'm going to.
Oh, yeah.
Rise up.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, you get
it. It's right there.
So omoplata.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. That shit, that's good shit. That's good shit, man.
You want one more choke?
One more choke. Yeah, one more choke. One more choke. One more choke. This is great.
I'll do one from top now. This is another one.
What was that? Wait, hold on. Who's that?
Hold on. What's that?
You're stopping to check your phone, Steve.
No.
He just needs to get a breath. That's all.
This is good.
All right. So this one's gonna be on top. So you're on the ground.
Okay.
You're on your back.
Okay.
All right. So now.
Wait. Hold on. Great. What's it good right here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, so what I'm going to do...
Wait, I'm on my back.
You're on your back.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
try...
What am I trying to do here? I'm trying to get away.
You're trying to get up, away. But a lot of times, I like to attack this arm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attack...
So,
yep.
Okay.
All right, so watch.
All right, go
I'm
do
gonna
it.
I'm going to attack this arm.
Yeah.
Now I'm going
to... Yeah, that's a full mount.
Go to the side.
Yeah.
And watch. I'm going to go...
Yeah.
See, grip? I'm going to put my shoulder down.
Yeah.
And now...
Do it. Oh, wow. That is... Hold up.
So that's a side
strong,
choke,
man.
Arm
You're
triangle.
Very strong.
How's that feel, Steve?
He's strong. He's okay. So
side choke, arm triangle.
Okay, let me ask you something. That's good shit, man.
Yeah.
You, man, you know what you're doing. Top three types of takedowns in MMA.
In MMA.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, off the transitioning, because there's a lot of transitioning through just striking, stuff like that.
Dude, he's strong, dude. You should feel his strength. It's fucking...
I'm good. I'm
are you good?
I'm cool. Yeah.
No, you got to... can you get George? George, after?
No.
George, afterwards, let him get you in one move.
He's putting the heat on you, George.
No, dude, in high school, arm drags worked, duck unders worked. I don't see a lot of duck unders and arm drags in MMA. Why?
It doesn't work because you don't see it a lot because there's that transition of striking before you clinch.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of striking, you're either far away or super close.
Yeah.
Arm drags and stuff like that happen when we're kind of head to head, right? Arm fighting.
Yeah.
Or hand fighting. It doesn't happen in MMA because if we're both standing here, what is the person going to do? Punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Wrestling, you can't do that.
Right.
So you don't see a lot of those mid-range attacks.
Okay,
you know?
Let's see a rear naked choke.
All right, rear naked choke.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to fight off your hands.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I'm right here.
All right, so.
That's okay. I'm right here.
Right,
I'm
so
gonna, seriously,
I got
at least. Okay, you got the two legs in?
Here.
Wait, hold on. Let me explain. So he's got both hooks in?
Yep, both hooks in.
Okay, you just took
and
me down.
We call this a seat belt.
Okay.
I don't want to be both under.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I want one over.
Yeah.
One under.
Right.
Like a backpack.
Yeah.
So now if he moves, I move with
him.
Here.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Dude. That, I would have, like, in a real, I would have tapped.
Oh, yeah. 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 100%.
George, you got to feel this out, dude. Cool, no, no, cool. George.
I just saw
dude.
I saw your face close up.
What, you did? Dude, you're fuck. Like, that, I could see why they would tap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
now, let me ask you, why would they not tap right away? Because that shit, I was felt with, like,
well, as
a, like I was going to die. Like, oh, no, this is like an anaconda on me.
As a fighter, yeah. You try to do everything you can
to
get the choke off. And a lot of fighters have the thing like, well, I'm going to try to fight this off as much as I can.
Yeah.
And if I go out, I go out.
All right. Kimura lock.
Kimura?
Yeah, Kimura. Okay. All right, this is a Kimura lock. This is originated from a Sakuraba from Pride.
Sakuraba.
Okay, it's called the Kimura lock.
He was just inducted.
Okay. Oh, damn right, he should be.
Whoever wants to get in.
Okay, Kimura lock.
All right, Kimura.
Okay.
Kimura. All right, so you're in my guard.
Okay, I'm in your guard.
All right, so...
Wait, you got it, George? Wait, hold up. Take it easy.
All right, so...
Yeah.
Now, this is the same thing. I want to attack one arm, right?
Okay.
So a lot of times...
Wait, you getting this, George?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do this. Oh.
Okay.
He wants to get in.
Okay.
He wants to get in.
Okay.
All right, so I want to isolate one arm here. Okay.
So what am I doing now, here? Okay, again, before... Okay, so I'm still trying to... Like, right now...
A lot of people do
I'm
this.
Trying to do wrist
a lot
control.
Of, a lot of people do like, this.
Because my...
But...
I'm trying to get this wrist now because I feel like if I get this wrist, then I have a chance. Then I have a chance.
Now watch.
Okay, so I'm trying to pull up. See how my leg's up here?
Yep.
Is this what people do?
But now, yeah, they'll do it.
They'll do
it
like this.
You can do it, but look.
I'm trying.
Once I get my hip off to the side,
yeah.
I got this space, right?
Yeah.
So now, even if I do give it a pop,
okay,
now watch.
I feel that pressure?
Watch.
Yeah.
I got this arm, right?
Okay.
I'm going to take my other arm.
Yeah.
It's going to attack your wrist. Now watch.
Okay.
Switch my hand.
Oh, shit. You're right.
There?
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's it. Wow.
So.
It's going against my.
That's why.
It's going against my joint.
That's why you have. It's kind of like.
Thank you.
Even back in the day, it was wrestling versus jiu-jitsu. Because wrestling's important because you got to have good hip pressure. And
yeah.
you're winning if you're on top. But my goal on bottom is to have you make a mistake
yeah.
and capitalize.
Okay,
and
triangle choke.
I already did a triangle. You
okay,
want me to do it again?
Wait, do it another way. What's up?
Wait,
God, yeah, because I'm lightheaded, dude. You got me good. Wait, you think of one.
Think of one.
Did you like a takedown?
A takedown?
Yeah, do it like a takedown.
Okay.
Go slow.
So one of my favorite, because a lot of people fight standard, okay? So if you go...
Oh, I'm doing wrestling stance.
So you even go the other way. A lot of people are here.
Like this.
Right?
So this is southpaw for me.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so... But southpaw usually is the right hand forward.
Okay, right.
No.
Okay,
okay? So a lot of times in MMA, I like to clinch.
Yeah.
And I like this underhook control.
Why? Right? Why this underhook?
Tito is good. And this is why. From here.
Are you going to hip-toss me?
No, I'm going to
okay.
take you there.
Okay.
Why I like this...
They try to do that too, right, too?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Watch.
Wait.
So,
oh, really?
So...
that's what I'm thinking. Boom.
But even there,
yeah.
I have a lot of power with my head.
Yeah.
I got the underhook, so I got the control here.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for you to do that with an overhead.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what I'm going to do... In MMA, I like to do this because when I'm clinched, what can you not really do well? Strike.
Yeah.
We're not here. You were talking about arm
yeah,
drag.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
That's an arm drag.
You can't do it though. Why?
What? Oh!
I'll hit you. Right? Okay. So when I go for it, that's why I like clinch because
yeah.
I can control.
Well, you got wrist
so
control.
Now,
you
watch,
got wrist
watch.
Control too.
I'll get wrist.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull you. See how it made you step?
Yeah,
so
you
watch.
Made me step.
Step.
Oh my God.
Boom.
Wow. Do it again for the viewers who missed it.
All right.
That was amazing, by the way.
So we strike, right? Whatever. I get that underhook. I'm fighting here.
Yeah.
I can make you step.
Yeah.
Ankle. Now.
Oh, I'm fucked. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm fucked. One more time for the viewers. One more time.
This is an MMA demonstration. 101. So I'm striking, right? Underhook.
Oh my God, that's a beautiful, boom, that's a beautiful takedown.
Yep.
Beautiful technique. Beautiful technique, brother.
I like,
beautiful technique.
Light takedowns from the
I've
clinch.
I've never seen that, because in wrestling, I've never seen that.
Because
Oh, that's like an ankle pick, dude.
It is, yeah, it's exactly
that's an
what
ankle
it
pick you did. It's just a different variation of an ankle pick.
And it's a safe takedown in MMA.
But in wrestling, I didn't learn it that way.
Because it's not MMA. There's no strength.
Wait, in wrestling, hold up. In wrestling, it was this way. If I remember correctly, it was either right here, then I'd do that.
Yeah. The only problem is, okay, if we're in that mid range, right? Yeah. You go for that.
Like this. Get on my belt.
Well, I can fight. Even if you go for it, hard.
Oh fuck!
I got.
Oh my.
I got chokes. I got all kinds of stuff. That's why I like it from the clinch. Cause watch.
What?
If I go from the clinch here, right? Yeah. That move. Oh, no. Oh, if I
okay.
do. No.
Okay.
If I do.
Yeah.
If I go for that, right?
Yeah.
If you kick your leg back, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm safe.
Boom. Oh, elbow. God, you can do it. Fucking knees.
It's you know MMA. What?
Yeah, it's MMA.
It's MMA wrestling.
You're right. You know what? That's just a demonstration. These wrestling takedowns that I thought worked in high school and collegiate wrestling is kind of obsolete in these scenarios. I'm just realizing that now.
That
they don't really work because of the knees, the elbows, the hips.
It changes the game. It just changes the game a little bit. It doesn't mean that stuff's obsolete. It's still good to know.
No, well, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's fundamentals and stuff?
Yeah. It's still fundamentals. You just got to know how to incorporate it with MMA, with jiu-jitsu and striking. That's it.
Now, how come I don't see a lot of high crotches?
Because.
Why? Because that was a popular takedown in high school.
Because.
Okay, I'm going to try. Try one?
All right. So you go for that high crotch, right? What are you doing? You're putting your head to the outside, right?
And then your knee's here.
Well, not only that.
Yeah.
If I clear this arm, I got to get
you. Oh, my God.
So go ahead. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm susceptible.
Finish it. Finish the takedown.
Oh, my.
You give up and go. That's another thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Another thing.
Wait, hold on. Let's take a break.
All right.
Let's take a break. Dude, that shit, what'd you get me in right there?
That's just a guillotine.
That shit hurt so bad. I almost you almost knocked me out. I mean, I almost blacked out there. Is that a popular choke?
Yeah, you see it all the time.
Yeah,
guillotine?
That's a guillotine.
And that's why.
That's a guillotine?
Another wrestling fundamental. You don't see a lot of wrestlers shooting with their head to the outside.
Oh, that's why.
Because you can stuff in it. If you watch GSP,
he always shoots with his head in the center. You just answered
it. It's a different game.
Single legs?
Single legs are good. They're good, but I like Wida did to me, he used the single leg to nullify me.
Was it a sweeping single?
I don't remember what the last one was. The last one was actually the cage. It was kind of like a rugged, hard high crotch, and he did just enough to clear that foot and get me down.
So it was a high crotch.
It was against the cage.
But so that's different.
It is.
The difference then?
Because against the cage.
Okay. So let's do it against here. Yeah. This is the cage.
Against the cage. Here.
Okay. This is a high crotch against the cage, which is different. Okay. Okay.
All right, so the problem here, you go for that high crotch. You see how I can't really get a lot of arch because I got this flat surface, right? So I can't really do that. So you can
lift. So he lifted.
Lift, and you can turn to the side. If we do it in the middle of the mat.
Wow. Yeah. So he fucking nullified that shit.
Yes. Yeah, he's a player. He knows what he's doing.
So, dude, the cage is basically a part of the game then.
100%.
So the cage 100%. Is a part of the game. It's a 100%. Vital part of fighting. Then,
100%.
The cage.
100%.
Just that little detail.
And you know, Clay's a good wrestler, but he's better.
But
he's,
how good is he? I mean,
he's a veteran and he knows how to use the cage. That's what I'm saying.
He
used the cage to his advantage, and that's what nullified me.
Because he wouldn't have got that high crotch in the middle of the ring, dude.
No.
You would have done that, what you did to me, to him.
Or just stuffed the takedown because I got space to clear and get my hips up. But the cage shuts my hips down.
Right.
My back's flat against the wall. I can't really do much.
George, you got to let him put you in three holds, dude. You have to feel his power, dude.
I felt it from here.
I only got one workout in today.
We're getting steamy.
Yeah.
In it.
I felt it from here. So,
dude, he is fucking strong as fuck. Will you get Bob in one of these moves?
I would love nothing more. I would love nothing more.
So I want you, when you come over, are you going to come over on Saturday?
Let's surprise them, and I'm not
even.
Yeah,
because they got more room. They got a lot of room. We could clear the desks.
I'm just going to pop up behind them and just.
So will you tape that him? You can take rounds. I'll go around. He'll go around. I'll go around.
There you go. Yeah.
What about Crit?
All three of you. It'll be like Destiny. It'll be three versus one.
But what about Craig?
Oh, 100%. Let's do it.
Okay, so can you do a thing with Griffin, Frank, Craig, me, and Bob?
All you.
You could just...
Four versus one.
You could do it.
Four versus one.
But like no water or breaks for you. So how long should these rounds be?
How long do you want them?
30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Because we're fucking fat. We're out of shape, dude.
30 seconds.
What do you think? George, do you think that'd be a good vlog?
Yeah.
This fucker's strong as fuck. Like so let's hear about your weight program and your strength and conditioning.
Well, for my strength and conditioning,
oh my god, dude, that fucking guillotine, I swear to god, I couldn't breathe. I was like,
that's the whole point. It's the whole point.
So what are you doing there? Like, explain what you did, that lock you did on me.
I mean, it's all the chokes. I mean, there's either air chokes or blood chokes.
Okay, what's the difference
between an air choke and a blood choke? That guillotine is kind of like an air choke. That's going against, you know, right there in the middle. Yeah, it's cutting
the trachea.
It's cutting that airflow off, right? And you feel it instantly.
Oh, dude,
you know it away.
George, you get it on film?
Yeah.
With things like the triangle, they're a blood choke because I'm taking this side and this side, those carotid arteries where all the blood, the blood
goes. I couldn't breathe.
I'm cutting those off. So that choke's a little slower. That's the type of choke where you think you're fine, and then your head starts to get light, and then you're like,
"Yeah, I couldn't."
You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna black out.
So that's literally the difference.
I was like, "Oh fuck, dude."
Yeah. So with the guillotine, I'm using the blade of my arm. So that's, you know, that's crushing. That's crushing that windpipe, right? With the triangle or that head and arm choke, I'm cutting off both these, and that's where your blood goes to your brain.
Right.
So it's a slower choke, but still, if blood doesn't get to your brain, you're gonna pass out.
Right.
So,
what's the hardest choke to get that exists, like a jiu-jitsu move that exists, but you don't see often in MMA?
Go-go plata.
Okay, let's see. Go-go plata.
Okay. This comes off what we did, the omoplata, right?
Yeah.
The go-go plata is another transition.
Get back. All right. Okay.
That's probably good.
Okay. Hips out.
All right. So.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you don't see this often. It's the go-go plata. And who originated this, Eric?
I don't know who originated it.
But it comes from Brazil?
The fight that somebody used it and stopped. It was Nick Diaz versus Gomi in Pride.
Oh, I love
this
that.
Is how he finished.
Okay, so this is Nick Diaz, Gomi in Pride.
So
who am I, Gomi?
You're Gomi.
Okay.
So. No, okay. He's gonna rain blows.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna do the same thing. I trapped this arm, right? I'm going over for an over.
Wait. Where's the mic? Okay. So explain to him.
Okay, so I'm gonna explain.
So
I'm just gonna go over the omoplata again so you guys know. So the omoplata is when I go and I isolate this arm.
Yeah.
Right? So the only difference with the go-go plata is when I get this and you fight back into me with your head straight here.
Oh fuck!
Alright, so hold on.
Yeah.
Hold this.
Yeah.
So when you come into me, I wanna get this shin across. There. So now, I'm going to take both my hands and press down on the head.
Ow, fuck, dude. What the fuck? Who thought of that?
I don't know, but it's crafty.
Ooh, fucking think of that fucking evil shit.
But that, you never see that. You never see it in competition. It's a hard one to get.
Why is it hard to get?
Because people are so good. Usually when they defend the omoplata, they go, they circle their legs around. So they don't fight back into the omoplata.
Fuck that. That's like a brick. A fucking blade right here.
Yeah, it's right there.
And it's your
It's the same thing, like, I use a guillotine, right? I'm using the blade of my shin. Right across.
So, who has gotten that? What fights have you seen that?
Honestly, I think there was one recently, not too long ago in the UFC, but the most memorable one was the Gomi Nick Diaz.
That was a great
and
fight.
It's because no one had ever seen a go-go plata finish.
Was it Nick or Nate? It was Nick, right?
It was Nick.
Are you a Diaz fan? I love the Diaz brothers. What do you like about them?
I like the Diaz brothers because they're real fighters. You know, they grew up on the street.
What's the difference between
all the fighters, they're real fighters. We all get in the cage and fight. But when I say like real fighters, these guys grew up on the street, you know?
Shout out to Stockton.
So they grew up on the street and, you know, street fights all the time. Mm-hmm. And you notice it's their mentality because
they don't give a fuck.
Whenever they fight somebody,
they'll
it's not
shit.
Like they're like handshake. Oh, yeah, it's not. No, that like they treat it like a fight.
Like
it's
a
not
fight.
A sporting event to them.
It's a fight.
They want to fight.
You know, so same thing with BJ Penn.
He's like that too?
I just got a picture with BJ Penn. What's cool about BJ Penn?
I love BJ.
Even him.
Shout out to BJ Penn. Big fan of
even,
BJ.
Even BJ losing, you know, to, his that, last the, four the, or the, five fights.
Mexican Wonder Kid? What was his name?
Yair.
He's good though. He's got those flying kicks.
And he just lost to Seaver. Mm. But what I respect about BJ Penn is he's a lot older. He's been doing this since UFC was young.
He was a champ in two different weights, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, he doesn't fight for money. And you know why? Because he was in a wealthy family. He's born in a wealthy family.
I did not know that.
So the Penn family has money. Yeah. So to him, fighting's not for money. He does it because he loves it.
It's that Hilo pride.
And a lot of the wines you look at Max Holloway.
He's a badass. Yeah, that dude's badass.
They got that Hawaiian. They're just natural fighters.
What is it about Hawaiians that make them? Is it the Islander mentality?
Maybe the mix of the Samoan. I don't know.
Because they got that tribal fight. Fucking warrior shit.
They
do,
and you notice they can all take punches because they got that thick noggin.
Mark Hunt?
Yeah, Mark Hunt. Yeah.
I mean, that guy's got like a bulldozer.
Well, and even Max Holloway against Aldo. Aldo blasted him, and he survived it.
Wait, remind me, like, recap that fight again.
It was a right hand. Aldo cracked him, and I think he hurt him twice with a right hand, and then Holloway he recovered, came back, knocked him out.
Can you teach me, like, I mean, you're out here, but if I were, because, man, I would love to learn some of the shit you just did on me.
Hell yeah. Dude, anytime. You want to learn jiu-jitsu, striking, whatever.
Yeah, I would love to learn jiu-jitsu.
Anything
mostly.
For my fellow fire
yeah.
team.
Yeah. Jiu-jitsu. What do you think, George? That'd be a good thing to learn. What do you recommend if I want to learn something out here? What camps do you recommend? Like Eddie Bravo's?
Yes. No, actually, I just hit up, I called 10th Planet because I want to go roll out there sometime this weekend. 10th Planet's an awesome place to go.
Maybe, I mean, how much would that session be?
I don't know what their prices are. Okay. I don't know what their prices are, but that's a really good gym to go to. And, there's a Black House here they're good MMA.
Where are they located? In LA?
They're in LA. Yeah. They're in LA. I don't know the location exactly, but they're out here. They're good.
Okay. So,
but 10th Planet, I'd check out 10th.
You know what? I think people would like to see a jiu-jitsu match with Craig and Griffin. Are they the same weight, maybe?
We should.
I mean, should we throw that out there? George, is that a good idea?
We should have them train at like a gym for 2 weeks.
Because they're around the same weight, right? Yeah. Because I'm a little guy. I'm like 135, 40 pounds.
Griffin might have a little bit on him, do you think? I don't know.
I don't know.
It would still be fun to watch, right? Yeah. It'd still be fun to watch.
And then we'll have the viewers.
Ultimate bragging rights.
Oh, that would be great.
Because I would love that to happen, and then see what happens on Destiny after that.
A match with all of us against you.
Yeah.
But just jiu-jitsu, because you would kill us if it was...
Well, I don't want to...
Okay, yeah. You don't want to kill us.
We're not doing blood sport here. Okay. Yeah.
So it would be just purely grappling and jiu-jitsu at Bob and Kalilas. Right?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll clear that room out, huh, George? With all the tables. It's all carpet.
Hey, that takes me back to the day.
We'll just get some, like, whatever shorts and, you know, and then we'll just hop in. You know how, like, wrestling practice, like
shark bait.
Exactly.
Fresh person.
Yeah. Next person.
100%.
George, do you think that'd be a good vlog?
Yeah.
That'd be epic.
Would you want to do that?
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
And then
who are you looking forward to grappling? But not besides me, because I'm the little guy, but who else would you want to?
Bobby and Griffin. And Griffin. Because Griffin can talk some good smack, but he's got to back it up now.
Now, what joke would be the most painful?
Now we're getting dark. We're getting dark.
Would it be the Darce choke?
The Darce would be... that's more of a blood, though. I'd want more of a...
I just had an idea. What if we have... Because you're so good, dude. What if you could only use one arm?
I'd do it.
You could beat us all with one arm.
It said here now. I will beat them all with one arm.
Say it again.
It's being said. This is documented.
Okay.
I will beat all four of them with one arm.
Which arm?
What arm do you want me to have? I'll let Stevie Weeby pick it.
Your right's your stronger one, right?
I don't know.
George, what do you think? Left or right?
He said he's a southpaw, dude. You gotta take out his left arm.
Yeah. So you could only use your right arm.
Only use my right arm.
Yeah. And then you can only use one leg too. So it's,
how does that work?
Wait, hold up. No. You'd be like,
I'd be like this.
Yeah. Like this.
Or like this.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to do this. We have to make this possible.
Yeah.
People would 100%. Want to see it, dude.
Yeah. Sell some tickets. Let's make some money. Fundraise.
Yeah. So maybe a GoFundMe or like for our medical bills after. Okay. How are we doing on time, dude? This is probably the funnest one. This is the funnest, dude. Let me tell you, we're going to get Korean barbecue. This is the, hands down, the funnest one I've had, because I felt, dude, like I just went to wrestling practice.
Yeah, we got a workout in there. I'm sweating.
I mean, you fucked me up, dude. Like my arm, I'm telling you, like I was hiding it, but there's a couple moves where my arm, I felt like you're dislodging a joint. Like you're tweaking out one of my joints, like way out there.
That's what jiu-jitsu is. It's all about attacking.
So what is the definition of jiu-jitsu? Let's end with that.
Well, the definition of jiu-jitsu, the biggest thing that I get from it, like when Hoist Gracie came into the UFC, right?
In the
early days, he was the smallest dude. He's like 155 pounds.
Yeah.
He's going against heavyweights, and he beat everybody. So like the way I take jiu-jitsu, it's the gentle art that, you know, a weaker person that knows jiu-jitsu can take out a stronger opponent. And that's why a lot of, like, when women ask me what's the best thing to use for self-defense, I always say it's gi jiu-jitsu.
Because you hold the clothes?
Because they're holding clothes. And if there's anything that happens in a self-defense thing on the street,
it's clothes.
People got clothes.
Exactly.
And women, naturally, are weaker than men. So you can still manipulate. You can still choke people out. I don't know if you've seen the video of the bodybuilder that gym raided.
No, I forget what gym it was. But
he rolled with a brown belt, a chick that's a brown belt, small brown belt. And she choked him out like 3-4 times.
How much did she weigh? Like 100 pounds?
She was like 120 probably.
Just a
big bodybuilder. Just clowned him.
Really?
So
it's not strength, is it?
It's not strength until...
It's leverage,
like,
isn't it?
It's leverage and you manipulating, you know, limbs and just using their energy against them. Only strength only comes into play when, like, we're fighting in the UFC and everybody's so good at everything.
Yeah.
That's where strength starts to matter a little more. As for, like, a self-defense, jiu-jitsu is the best thing. Most fights go to the ground.
I'm sure there's more like people like, you know, taking classes now because of the UFC and MMA.
Oh, it's blowing up. Jiu-jitsu's blowing up.
So jiu-jitsu schools are blowing up.
Yeah, and it's not.
Are you gonna get your own school? In life,
my brother runs
Phoenix Rising.
The
Phoenix Gym.
My brother runs a gym back home. Actually, Drive.
Oh, Keone?
Hard Drive here. And
shout out. Let's give a shout out. Where's the address, dude? Let him know. Give him a shout out.
You find the address, because I don't even know that. I just know where it's at when I go home.
Okay, so shout out.
But I'll shout out to my brother, because he got me doing that. I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for my brother.
So shout out to Keone. Older brother. Shout out to Keone.
He runs Hard Drive, and that's the gym I started at before I moved to Milwaukee and trained at Rufus Sport. And you know, I still go back there and train all the time. I trained there the last 2 weeks because I was back home visiting family.
Yep.
I want to help him take that business to the next level. But you know, I got a couple other ventures I want to do.
That's what's up, know? Man. So, hell yeah. Let's get all your social and when's your next fight and what's your Instagram and everything.
Instagram, you can follow me at Cokehead UFC. Actually, one more thing.
Go ahead.
Funny. We'll go back to the Destiny thing,
because
I got banned from X. I don't know if I told you this.
No.
I got banned from Xbox Live.
When?
Well, no, I'm just overall I got banned like 4 times. Right?
Okay, yeah.
So I got another ban like Hammer email, like I got banned, and I'm like, well, I haven't talked shit to anybody, because they, like, I don't do it anymore because they'll block me from chat for like a month. They took my name, they thought my name was offensive, and they changed my gamer tag.
Oh, Cokehead.
Cokehead,
like cocaine head.
Yes,
but Coke is your name.
I know, that's why I was super pissed about it.
Do they know that you're in the UFC, man?
That's my logo, Cokehead.
K-O-C-H
K-O-C-H. And the reason I'll explain. Okay. The reason I call my fans Cokeheads is because my name, nobody has ever got it right. You know, it's one of those things when I was in school, Koch, Cock, you know, everything came before
Coke. I'm sure there's some fights that started because of that.
I wasn't happy.
Yeah, right.
But, but that's why I call my fans Cokeheads. So you know my last name.
I'm just going to call you Eric from now on.
Eric, there you go. Yeah. There you go. But no, my Instagram's the
Coca-Cola.
Same as...
Coca-Cola. Team Coca-Cola. Okay.
But you can follow me Instagram. Cokehead UFC. Cokehead's all one word, so it's Kocheead UFC. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Twitter is newbreed04.
What's the next fight, dude? Because I want to see you get back in there right away.
Next
dude.
Fight, I'm right. You know, away. I'm not hurt. I want, you know, I just want something soon. 55. If the fight's right, I'll take one at 70.
Whoa! You heard it, folks.
You heard it here.
170. Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to 100%. Cut, dude. You'll be stronger.
Well, I'm lean right now, and I'm walking around about 185.
Who would you want to fight?
At 170?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Anyone?
I don't even know anybody at 170.
Right.
Anybody, I mean, just call me with who the opponent is. If it's a good matchup, I'll do it. But 155 is my weight class.
Just to let you guys know, history, I mean, he was slated to fight Jose Aldo.
Let's just end with it. Yes.
For a title.
For a title.
And people don't know that, right?
Well, they forgot it. A lot of people forgot it. So
I would have loved that.
I mean, going out to all my fans, it's one of those things. Even with this loss, I'm too old to be bitter. I'm just going to rattle off fights.
You're jumping right back up because I noticed you were hitting the gym right after.
I've been doing 2-3 days. I haven't taken a day off. We got here to LA. I got no sleep yesterday. I woke up at 7 in the morning.
What'd you guys do?
Worked out. That was today. Got no sleep. What, today? Today, because we left.
You guys got your hotel, right?
We got our hotel.
Okay.
But what happened was I got up yesterday
at
7. I worked out twice. And then me and my buddies drove from Iowa to Chicago because we were leaving from Chicago.
Oh.
So we drove there. I didn't get any sleep. Me and my girlfriend, Lindsay, here, she picked me up, went to the airport, got maybe a couple hours of sleep on the plane, got here. And then once I got here, went to LA Fitness, hit a workout.
Oh, you went, hit up LA Fitness?
I went up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. So, like, I'm, you know, I want to get a fight right away. I got a bad taste in my mouth.
Hey, you know, maybe we could hike up Runyon.
I would love it.
It's just right up the street.
She'd love it, too. Yeah.
Runyon Canyon.
Dude, let's do it.
It's just right there, dude.
Let's do it. We want to do some.
You could do sprints up there, dude.
Let's do it. Let's do it. But
I'll vlog that shit, too, huh, George? You'll like that, huh?
But yeah, anything there, but 155 is class. I feel good there. Yeah. I still want
to
run.
How much you have to cut though, man? You're cutting a lot, aren't you?
I mean, I can make that 55 cut in a month.
Okay,
I can do it. I can do it. But like the 70, if there's a short notice, 2 weeks, I can make that.
Okay,
you know, it's no biggie.
So your diets, you could eat. You're eating whatever right now, though, right?
Not really. I'm eating clean.
But Craig's bringing us to. No,
we're gonna. But I worked out. That's why I worked out.
Okay.
I knew.
Because it's going to be all you can eat Korean barbecue.
I knew.
Yeah,
and
bulgogi and all that.
I'll just, you know, I'll get my portions of what I'm eating, how many carbs I'm taking in. But
so you write that shit down?
I don't write it down.
Okay. But
it's all
mental
here.
Mental
knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that was fun, dude. I like that. That was fun. That reminded me of wrestling. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
dude, yeah. He is George, you have to feel his power.
I've woken up.
You have to feel his power. Oh my God. I thought that was the same thing. Wrestling was relative.
It's
different.
It's a lot different.
It's way
it's a
different.
Lot different.
Dude. Way
a
different.
Lot different.
Yeah, because I always wondered that no one's shooting high crotches.
Well,
I see. Fireman carry.
Back in the day, MMA is cool because it's evolved so quickly. But if you look at the stages, Hoist Gracie beat everybody with jiu-jitsu. So then what wrestlers started doing was training how to counter jiu-jitsu, take you down, beat you on the ground, not get submitted.
Right.
So for a while, you saw wrestlers dominating. Then you started seeing strikers. Well, we're better strikers. If we can just defend takedowns, they can't take us down. We'll beat them on the feet. So then you started seeing strikers prevail.
Right.
Then everybody's like, well, you got to do everything. That's where we're at now. MMA.
It's evolved.
Mixed martial arts.
Yeah,
everything. It's not one particular thing anymore. It's all of it together.
You know that one scene in Bloodsport where he throws that blinding powder?
The powder?
Yeah. Yep. Does that any of that exist like in UFC?
No.
Where you can
the
do commission, like that and then you're like, oh.
The commission is so on everything. Like
no, but you know, you've seen that part where he gets blinded by that.
Yeah. But I mean, before you walk out, and they check everything.
Even like your asshole?
No, okay. Not that. But I'll tell you this. If you can stick something in your asshole mid-fight, pull it out and use it to win a fight, you deserve the win.
You heard it first on the Stevie Weeby Show. Now, dude, that was a great episode. Dude, this is our longest episode, the funnest and the longest. Now, Lil Ray's been, he's stuck somewhere. Oh, shit, sorry. Oh, can you open this, too? We have a fan that sent that. Can you open that?
We can open that on the vlog.
We'll do it on the vlog, yeah. I'll just give a quick shout out to Jacob Dreyer, Zachary Johnston, and Michael Garcia for buying stuff off the music site. The new Patreons, Josh Conrad, Adam D for switching over, Virgil Contos, Jeremy Lickman, Max White, and a shout out to Nathaniel 916 for that pledge, brother. Yeah, Sacramento represent. Love you, brother. Okay. Now it's time for Lil Ray. Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. All the boys and girls. Welcome to Little Ray's World. Yeehaw! Well, 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 little friend. Looks like you're outside your jurisdiction. Huh, babe? What the hell are you, little guy? Looks like we got ourselves a goddang Archon. Don't you belong in the lower dimensions, little guy? What the hell are you doing over here? We're trying to get to the higher planes, man. What's your goddang story? Your name's Don Henderson, or it was, and you were the CEO of Exxon? Oil? And you set up oil tankers in the water to kill sea otters. Is that correct? Well, how the hell did you die then? All right, well, your wife left you. You decided to take a trip to Taiwan. And you got killed by a triad gangster. Is that correct? Beep, what should we do with this little guy? We'll just let you be. And we did write a song about you, Don the Archon. And it goes like this, man. Don the Archon, man. Shame on you, brother. Money doesn't buy you happiness, does it? Can't believe you killed all them damn innocent sea otters, man. Shame on you, man. Don the Archon, the opposite of a swan, used to look like Vince Vaughn and live by a pond. He was the CEO of Exxon and was brawn, but this Don was a fun of ocean animals that yawn. He set up oil tankers in the waters that were calm, hated sea otters and would slap them with his palm. On the down low, man, he played Pokemon. He lived in Moe's lawn and smoked a lot of corn. He had a bad with a baton, and then his wife was gone. He felt withdrawn, took a trip to Taiwan, got killed by a triad man, it was on. His body disappeared like Flynn from Tron. The story took a turn to a real sad song. Kids, listen up, don't drop the crayons. Stay in school, don't be another Don. On the chessboard, there's a king in a pawn with the pawn to learn the movements of Caesar Milan. Don't be like this Archon, he's bad. He had a lot of money, but his soul was trash. Don the Archon, now you're in hell. I'm looking at a throne of a king that fell. Don Archon, you're basically a demon, man. I feel real bad for you. This is Lil Ray. Artwork done this week by Ilani Faye. Join us next week for another episode of Lil Ray's World. Love you all, man. See you then.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.